podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time today. Whatever it means for you in your club, we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later.
Welcome to another episode of We'll Talk About That Later, a podcast about football. Mostly about opinions, sometimes about facts, depending on who you ask. Since you're here listening to us, subscribe to us on your favourite podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, Google Podcasts, wherever. We are there. And follow us on social media as well. We're on Instagram and Twitter at WTATLOfficial. And we're also on TikTok at WTATL.podcast. Now, I'm about to tell you what episode we're on.
115, I've been told.
You need to re-record that.
Why?
You sound a bit croaky on that. You sound like you had COVID then.
I haven't had COVID.
Well, he didn't.
At all, actually. Also, Abdi, we'll record you. And we're going to probably have to do it for an hour. We're back.
Did you miss us, guys?
You can't podcast, man. But we have a special guest today.
Before we get to a special guest here, can I just say, Mark isn't here today, so I'm going to be really rude about him this episode.
No, okay. Don't. Oh. Have some respect.
I expected nothing else, to be honest.
Yeah. I hear that.
Just letting you know early.
Because Mark's not here to defend himself, so Abdi has a field day.
Introduce
All right, so we have a special guest from our friends over at the Aggregate Score. Woo-hoo. Over there, they talk about basketball, NFL, and football. Elijah, welcome.
I'm
going to
do a round of applause.
Yes. Wow,
thank you.
Studio audience is happy that you're here.
Thank you. I know I can see like the smiling faces. It's a lot. It's a surreal moment. You know when you're a fan of a team and they invite you in for training or something.
Like, Elijah's sixth man of the year.
Yeah, the 1-2 kick. I was like, yeah. But excited to be here. Love the pod, as I've said before, man.
It's like you know when in the TV show and they have a celebrity guest.
I
don't think that.
You're terrible. Yeah. Just leave that to me.
So Elijah, plug your team.
So obviously, Junior, thank you so much. The Aggregate Score, just on our Instagram and Twitter, it's just Aggregate_score. And that's us. We talk about NBA, about football, about NFL. I'm really excited, actually, because the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend. So we're doing our first ever live show, which is so exciting.
That's big.
So, So
I know we don't talk about NFL here, but who do you think is going to win, the Rams or the Bengals?
I know we were discussing this before. I'm going to stick to my choice of the Rams. I want to say the Bengals, but I'm going to stick to the Rams because I feel like they're just stacked. They've got a good team. But then I always say never say never. You never know what can happen.
So that's crazy.
I am wholeheartedly supporting the Bengals.
Yeah,
because the LA Rams is owned by Kroenke. Let's go Bengals, innit?
I
met some people from Cincinnati and I said, go Bengals, and they said thanks. And they
are you gonna start talking about British basketball?
Do you know what?
Because that is on the up. Abdi's been
really?
Quite
a
I mean, the quality of British basketball is not
really different.
But still, I want to get into basketball.
No, definitely. Because I know with British basketball, it is coming up is exciting. But I know there's levels to this. So obviously the NBA is way up there.
Yeah.
And then British is way, way down. But
you got to start somewhere.
And the money's improved now. So a lot of players are if they're not doing so well, but the UK is a valid option now. Whereas before you'd need to go to a Real Madrid or a Barcelona to make good money. You could still make good money in the UK.
I was going to Barcelona to make good money anymore. That entire
they got one massive loan in it to get money. So.
Yeah, I guess so.
True.
But I did go to the London Lions and they were playing European games.
Okay.
Both times they got absolutely worked smashed by the European
London
teams.
London Lions, is that what they call themselves?
The London Lions, yeah.
I mean, the names, they need a bit of work.
Yeah, but, I mean, the women's team is called London Lions as well and they won the championship. Okay. But the British, the men's team,
not good at all. I forgot, I'm going to hold my hands up. I can't remember the names of the teams, but the Leicester one, I was looking at it, I was like, Is it Leicester Giants?
Well, I think the London Lions are probably one of the best teams in the British League.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're not good.
But I meant the name. I wasn't talking about the players.
I think WNBA would beat them.
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we've obviously been missing, and we missed the transfer deadline.
Oh, my God.
AFCON, we missed the FA Cup. We missed.
Sorry, my enemies were against me.
Oh my God! Okay,
That's why Mark's not here.
he's one of your enemies.
Nah, he's paying off his debt to Simon.
Do you guys know what he's talking about?
I was gonna say
the Tinder swindler.
Oh, the Tinder swindler.
I've not watched it yet. I've downloaded that just now
because I've been hearing
stuff about it.
So basically, he's basically quoting from that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so tomorrow or whenever you watch it, you understand what he's talking about.
Okay,
you'll be like slapping your thigh when you hear it.
Just a one-off thing. It's not.
Yeah, it's a doc.
Oh, it's a documentary.
Yeah, one-off doc.
2 hours. Okay,
it's
actually really interesting.
I've heard.
That's the best thing Junior's ever recommended to me. No, actually, the second best thing. The first best thing is he sent me a video of this guy in America getting bullied and he slept to, and he was like these proper Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I overdosed on that content, man. I was watching that for a whole two hours.
He watched it 20 times and he said a big thank you. He goes, that's the best thing you've ever done.
Oh, wow. I'll send you guys the video later.
Okay, back to football. So let's start with Abdi's question.
Yeah, I've got a question. Yeah. So what I'm going to try and do, I don't know, it's going to be every week.
Mysterious.
Abdi's question. Abdi's big question. So every I don't know if it's going to be every week, but every now and then I'm going to hit you guys with an interesting question.
Oh,
so basically I was thinking about this here, about why is it so frowned upon to move somewhere for the money? To move to a different team for the money?
I think it depends. I think it's like, if you're choosing, for example, staying at the club that raised you, it might be a small town club, you're helping them. Let's say like the Jack Grealish situation, they get, they're trying to fight for Premiership survival. Let's say that season that they got relegated, if they had stayed up, obviously they're going to be in a relegation battle.
Yeah.
And say Jack Grealish leaves, fans will be upset, like, oh, we supported you through this and that. And but you've left for the money or whatever. Whatever the case may be. But in certain cases, like for example, Jack Grealish stayed, he got Villa up, got them established, and then left. I think that is a more acceptable way of leaving, in my opinion.
I'm just saying, like for example, you, if you're a footballer, Daniel, if you're a footballer, Elijah, if you're a footballer, and China or Qatar or someone come for you and say,
wait, how old are you?
Whatever your age is, it doesn't matter.
I think it matters.
It does.
Let me tell you this. Football is a short career.
It is a short career.
It is. Yeah.
You, whatever you work in right now, currently, Elijah, you're wearing your suit. Yeah. So your work. I'm speaking for you, so you don't have to get yourself in hot water. Yeah. But I don't think you're emotionally attached to your workplace.
Oh, okay.
So if another workplace came and said, Elijah, we're giving you 500k a year.
I think that's different.
Bro, you would have already established yourself in the company before the door closed behind you.
I think that's different though, because we're talking about like...
Football's a much shorter career than...
It is a much shorter career, but we're talking about, for example, there's nuances to your question. Because like you could be talking about a player that was bought. You could be talking about a player that came up from the academy. You could be talking about a player who's close to retirement. But for example, I'm going to use Carrasco because that was the first example that came to my mind. He was at Atletico Madrid, one of the biggest teams in Europe. He goes to China for 2-3 years, 2.5 years, whatever it is, at 25.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What does his age make a difference?
No, because I think it's like, football is a short career, so you're only going to be a certain amount of time at your peak or near your peak. So, in my opinion, the only thing that matters in that time, obviously you want to make bread, but the only thing that matters at that time is competing for the biggest trophies. And Atletico Madrid won La Liga, and he wasn't there. He missed it. He was in China making a lot of money. Fair enough, but you're not going to have a lot of time to stay at the peak at the best clubs. So for example, like Dembele, who just retired.
Oh, big up Musa.
He spent the majority of his career in England, in the Premier League, and you still make a lot of money. Don't you know? We're talking about these players get paid tens of thousands of pounds a week. That's crazy money.
So yeah, still, but I mean, like, a lot of these players come from working class backgrounds, isn't it?
That's
so
true.
Like, I don't know, a lot of us, I don't know, maybe you feel the same way. A lot of us want to be able to be in a position where we can retire our parents, we could take care of our family.
I think a footballer could retire.
It's true, but I mean, like, I don't see, like, what's this, like, emotional attachment that people have? Football, at the end of the day, it's a job, isn't it? Yeah? So, and the stuff, like, aside from just the money, like, when I see stuff like people say, oh, die for the bad, that kind, like, if you work in Tesco, are you expected to die for the club card?
No, again,
you're not
going to
do
different.
That. If you work
but
in, again, are you going to die for a legal firm that you work
there
for,
bro? Like 50,000 people watching a Tesco worker like
scan money into it.
I feel like it's kind of a thing where, you know, with in terms of clubs and stuff like that, especially like if like a parent has gone, then his son's gone, then his son's son's gone. So it's kind of ingrained into families as well. So there's that kind of close knit ties with the community as well. But I understand what you're saying about it. Sometimes some football players see it as like, look, you need to get this money. This career is very, very short. So now if I'm on 50K and someone in China is offering me 150, why am I not going to leave? Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
but
yeah.
Again, to swing it, it's like how much... It depends, like, what trophies have you won? Like, are you now leaving in, like, the prime of your career to go play in a league that no one even, like, focuses, no one even concentrates about? Or do you want to kind of stay and do your thing? But you're right, though. Sometimes it is about the badge. People do take it as a thing very closely as, like,
I think it's about... It's about the badge for fans. The fans want to see that players care. Tanya talks about it all the time. She wants to see that Tottenham players care when they're on the pitch. Yeah. I understand what you're saying, but I think of it like this, yeah? Like I said, you said it. Football is a short career. There's only a finite amount of time that you're going to be able to compete for certain things. And at the end of the time, what do you want to say? Like, oh, I went to China and won the Chinese League, or I won the Premier League.
Or Champions League.
Or Champions League. Like,
whatever.
Yeah, like Carrasco, he went to China, he made millions. Mm. But when he looks back, like, what's he gonna... He ain't gonna have the La Liga medal to show. And these players get million bonuses when they win trophies and stuff like that. So,
you know, I just had a moment now where I thought, right, I'm a hoe for money. You know?
And especially it depends how talented you are as a player. Like, if you're a massive talent, why are you gonna waste that talent going to a
couple of examples
another crap league that you get paid loads of money? Deserve to be on the big stage.
I guess so, yeah. But I mean, like, there's this guy, I've told this story before, yeah. There's a guy who used to play for Burton Albion, yeah. His name is Jackson Irvine, and he had an offer to go to China for 100K, and he said no and went to Hull. If you guys can tell me right now what team he plays for, I'll give you 100K.
No, no, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, then. I think he was ill-advised. I think he was ill-advised.
No. I don't think his advisors, his agents, his financial people wouldn't tell him, go China, bro. No, I think he just didn't want to go China.
But where people up, are, oh,
big
him
I,
up.
No, but no don't pick him up. He's probably earning about 60K a week, bruv. Well, not even that.
I mean, that's still
a year,
that's
bruv.
A lot of money.
Sorry. It's 60K a year, bruv.
No, he's not earning 60K.
Nah, bruv.
What, Hull in the championship?
Doesn't matter, bruv. You could have been earning 100K a week, bro.
No, I get China. It. But 100K a week, 20K in pounds, what's the exchange rate? You're coming with this big talk. Do you know the exchange rate?
No, he would have got bruv. All I'm saying is he would have been rich, innit? Yeah, he would have been rich. Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's doing okay for himself.
And also, like, Adama Traore, did you hear that? Like, he's
taken
a what a mug, bruv. Barcelona don't even care about you. Good, they disregarded you before.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. No, but what? See, this is why I don't get it.
Taking a pay cut to go play for Barcelona.
You're taking a pay cut to play for Barcelona. No, it's the institution.
That name still carries a bit of weight.
Do you know how much money them Wolves owners have, bruv? Barcelona, that debt will go really quick. PK as well. Goodness gracious! When PK said, "Oh, I'm gonna halve my
six
paycheck."
Six of them did.
Six mugs is what they got.
Listen, I think it depends on the person. I think for players that grow up at Barcelona, it's a different experience because they're at La Masia. They grow up and it's like a brotherhood. They live together. They study together. They grow up. You know, and so you're talking about like PK, you're talking about obviously Jordi Alba was bought from Valencia, but he's been there for God knows how long. Sergio Busquets, you're talking about all these players who literally have grown up together have won titles together, have battled with each other to get to the highest peaks. They've won Champions Leagues, they've won all of this, and then Barcelona goes through a little bit of struggle and they're going to say, well, this is my club.
Yeah.
So this is the club that's given me everything. So if it's a club that's given you everything since you were 10, you're telling me that you, perhaps a little bit of you wouldn't say, you know, I'd help.
I guess so. Obviously, part of it is in jest, but I mean, part of me, like, the serious point is I've seen it quite a lot of times. Maybe it's different with Barcelona, but a lot of these clubs do not care about you. They will discard you without any care. True. So that's why you got to think about yourself first.
Yeah, okay,
you want to be loyal to the club, you want to help them and the club that raised you and everything like that. But most of these clubs don't care about you, man. They'll discard you.
It's true. I mean, but you're talking about the institution in terms of like the people upstairs. But I'm sure the coaches do. I'm sure like the fans do. Yeah. I'm sure like
the fans and the coaches, they don't have the ability to get you out of a job, bro.
I know they don't, but I think there's more to it. It's because the financial side of it is people that you might see every now and again. The coaches are the people you see every single day. So if a coach, like for example, you see players go out batting for coaches who you think, my God, this guy is actually terrible. But they're actually, he's such a good guy. He's a good coach and blah, blah, blah. You just see it all the time. It's because they're there every single day. It becomes a family.
Yeah, it's true. I guess so. And then Man United pay for it because all the players were like, oh, Ollie's such a nice guy. Such a nice guy. Yeah, look what you did, bruv.
I think that whole situation is a bit different because Man United is a toxic place. But
extremely.
Does anyone else have anything else they want to add before we...
Do you want to talk about some transfers or some...
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the transfer window. Okay, so
do you know like all of the bottom five in the Premier League spent more than like Italy, France?
You really? Spent 82 million.
Mad, didn't it?
92.
Oh, was it?
92. Yeah, 92 oh million.
Wow. They brought in, who did they bring? They brought in Target on loan. They brought in Wood. Trippier.
Dan Burn.
Fielder, what's his name?
Bruno.
Yeah, wow.
And Dan Burn, yeah.
Do you know what? That actually reminded me. I was on this podcast and I said Newcastle weren't able to attract the big players. And Junior was right. If you've got the money.
I was reading The Athletic and Diego Carlos wanted to come to Newcastle. Sevilla priced him out.
Second in La Liga, yeah.
Because Newcastle offered 35 million. Sevilla wanted 60. And Newcastle were like, we can't pay 60.
Yeah, I remember that podcast where we were talking about Tango. Why wouldn't we go to Newcastle? We were like, bruv, yes, the bread. So he wants to leave La Liga to go second bomb.
there is that case of what, going back to your question about the money, and Newcastle would be a prime case. But the issue is that Newcastle in the Premier League is a bit different. It's a bit more prestigious than going to China. Mm. If you can name me two teams that play in the Chinese Super League,
I don't even know.
I'm not going to say it because I'm going to be accused of being racist. So I don't. But I know Shanghai Shenhua. That's it.
Oh, that's
Oh, and Guangzhou.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't make that one up.
No.
You would know.
But look, okay, let's talk about Oscar went to China.
He did.
He never got picked for Brazil again.
That's true.
Damn.
Yeah. Interesting.
But anyway, so what do you guys rate Newcastle's transfer?
We need to
you'll keep them up.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not forget.
This is premature. Like, obviously, we don't know how they're going to perform on the pitch. But
Newcastle are second bottom. But let's talk about the caliber of player they're bringing in will help them get up from second bottom. Obviously, Bruno is a fantastic signing.
Yep. Yeah.
And the fact that they managed to get him is a big one. And then you got a raft of Premier League level players. Trippier, let's not forget, like he was started in the Euro final, innit? So you got Trippier. He's definitely a Premier League level player. The Chris Wood one baffles me because 25 million is.
If
you saw that was his release clause, you hang up the phone, you delete all your emails, you say, oh, you just respond, you say, sorry, I'm not interested.
But you know what? Because Callum Wilson, I did see actually, he's still not back. Yeah.
10 weeks.
I
mean,
they were trying to get other strikers as well.
The thing is that I think they were desperate to get a striker in who knows the Premier League. Yeah. And they could have gone for, I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, but the one that Burnley got.
Wakehurst.
The thing is that he doesn't know the Premier League, so they're going to expect him to hit the ground running.
Yeah.
He was way cheaper, but there's no guarantee. Chris Wood will will guarantee you three goals.
He does a job. He does a job. I'm telling you.
He said three goals. Taking Newcastle's tally to 14.
Three goals. 3-1-0 wins. Mm-hmm. That's 9 points.
Yeah. He will win 89% of his aerial duels.
Yeah, he will.
So
yeah.
At least you'll get that start up.
And now you've got Bruno who's going to create chance. Because my thing with Newcastle was like, there's no point in buying strikers and stuff like that if you don't create.
Like
midfield for me was where I think they should have gone, midfield and defense, where they should have gone like ham. They bought three or four defenders.
Three defenders in Trippier, Dan Burn, and I think
Dan Burn's a really good signing.
He can play
with his feet.
Very underrated player, actually. You know, like he looks like he's going to be crap because he's very, very tall. He's 6'9" or something. And then when he's chasing really small players like flipping Sterling and Saka and all that, you're going to look terrible, innit? And then they were playing him left back as well, innit? But he's actually good. I watched him in the Chelsea game. Very good. He's a local as well. He's from Newcastle?
Well,
I don't rate him anymore then. I don't know why. I'll rate seven players more than.
Let's give him a rating. Like, what do you rate them out of five?
I think for we have to grade them on a curve, innit? Because his Newcastle are bottom.
Let's just go on paper. We don't know.
I'll give him a 3.5.
I'll give him a four. I think Bruno's a fantastic.
Bruno's an incredible signing. It's a credible
signing. And they were willing to do more, I think. And I think they could have done more. But
apparently, on The Athletic, they were saying they had 106 players on a list.
106.
But
that guy was ambitious. I'll buy all 106.
But they were priced out of a lot of it. Agents were just flinging players just to get moves. There was a player that Newcastle were linked with the whole transfer window, and apparently Newcastle weren't interested at all. But they were the agents were just using Newcastle to get the player a bigger deal.
Update. You know, every week where we talk about that woman.
Oh yeah, the scary.
I googled her. She's English. She's not even Saudi.
Yeah, I know.
She's an English lady. Like,
oh, wow.
You didn't know that?
Amanda Stavely or something like that. Yeah. Something. I was like, you know, the whole time we're getting up there, I thought
she doesn't look Saudi.
Yeah. She probably doesn't understand.
She was English.
I thought she was English.
She doesn't look Saudi. She doesn't look human.
she looks like she's wearing someone's mask.
Her face looks like a 50p. Isn't it? Because she's got her big.
Okay, this isn't a podcast for that. You know, four teams spent £0 in the transfer window.
£0.
Four teams.
Can you name them?
Chelsea.
Chelsea didn't get anyone.
Man City bought one.
They bought Alvarez.
Julian Alvarez. Yes. Man United.
West Ham.
Man United.
Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Is that four? That's four.
No, but Arsenal bought two defenders though. No. Two Americans.
Oh yeah, the American guys.
Money
laundering.
Yeah, Kroenke owns the Colorado Rapids.
I love the way you said that.
It's definitely money laundering.
Yeah.
West Ham, Chelsea.
No, that was it.
Oh, that was it.
Arsenal, Man United.
Oh, four. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, you didn't say yes when I said Man United.
I did.
Okay, cool. Fine.
Anyway, okay. So we're not gonna talk about Chelsea because I think they stacked in the summer.
They didn't need anyone, really.
Chelsea's fans are complaining for a left back and this and that. But, bro, when you spend £400 million every summer, what do you want?
Oh, well, my heart bleeds for you. You spent £300 million on strikers and all of them are shit.
So what do you guys rate Burnley? They tried to get Orsic. That fell through. They got Weghorst or whatever.
Who's the other player that was linked?
And they also bought someone else.
Did they? I
think the only player they signed was Weghorst.
They signed another player. I just can't remember who it is.
Is it?
I talk
myself and I'll Google it.
But anyway. Did you see the video for Weghorst? The Jurassic Park.
No, what was it gone?
they did a little video for him.
Boom, and the water starts to tremble. Boom, people look around and they're like, "Oh my god!"
What's the significance of that?
The Jurassic Park, because he's, I don't know, is he a dinosaur? I don't know.
Is Weghorst the type of dinosaur?
None that I've ever heard of.
Oh, maybe it's because he's tall.
No, but then at the end,
bro, half of the team is tall, man.
But then at the end, like the video, he does like an action and has his like he's screaming and stuff, and they put the like a T-Rex roaring, or I don't know what T-Rex is.
No, we got Burnley for that one, man. That was funny.
I can't see anyone they've signed.
That's, I swear they signed someone else.
Someone called Nathan Collins from,
yeah, that was
from Stoke.
That was it.
Oh,
okay.
No, I think 12 million is a good sign.
Wow, yeah. That's quite, well, they had money. So they had 25 million.
The thing is, yeah, they looked at the success of Corne and they thought, we need more foreigners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why they were bidding left, right,
and all right, so what are we rating Burnley?
I don't know anything about this workhorse guy. All I know is he's 29. And Wood was 30.
He played in the Euros and he scored.
For? What team?
Holland.
Did he?
He's called, he is. Is he Dutch? Dutch?
Yeah, he's Dutch. He played in the Euros.
Good for him.
Interesting. Well, anyway. So
One thing I can tell you is he came from the Bundesliga.
Yeah. So, oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, Wolfsburg. So, seven goals over three seasons is what I'm saying.
Oh, wow.
Willie. Oh, God.
You say Willie? You need to pronounce your R's
better. She said, really?
You need to pronounce your R's better, you know? I don't think this is a podcast for
order,
that.
Order. Can we please get an out of five rating for Burnley, please?
I'll give it a 2.5.
2.5.
Oh, okay, I'll give it a 1.
I'll give it a 2 stars as well. They need to do more.
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
What can Burnley really do?
Sign some foreigners, innit? Don't sign British and Irish players.
If they had signed Orsic, that would have been a fantastic
Yeah, Orsic, yeah, that would have been interesting.
That guy, mate. I hate that
Okay, let's talk about Watford. They signed a Nigerian.
A Nigerian who they were claiming is 24.
Oh, yeah. Bro, oh, my God. That guy he's looks lying. Old. I don't care. He's lying.
Nah, he's age mates with my dad, bro. My dad's in the 60s. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, he
went to school with my dad. Nah, I was like, nah.
Watford also signed Roy Hodgson.
Yeah, I forgot about that, actually.
Good sign.
That was in sync, guys. Well done.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, when I saw the Ranieri news, I wasn't even sure. I was like, this club, their DNA is sacking managers. That's it. So Roy,
he's probably got about 10
don't buy a house, Roy, is what I'm saying. Make sure you're renting your house, innit? That's it.
Yeah.
Don't buy a house.
I'm sure he's okay. I think
if he can keep them up, then shout out to him. Then innit?
In Crystal Palace, for them, you know.
Whatever. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So what were you rating?
Stay in the hotel, innit?
What were you rating Watford with Roy? And
I don't know any of their players they signed in. They signed quite a few, didn't they? So they do the money laundering thing as well. They just go get players from Udinese, innit? That's it. So who knows? With that being said, I'll give him a 5 out of 5. Do your money laundering, innit?
There goes the money, the whole money, home of money again.
Now give him a 2 minute. I actually think Roy Hodgson will do well with.
I think you know what you're going to get.
Well, they drew with Burnley, innit?
I mean, they're both
Did
fighting.
Anyone know that game happened? Yeah, I literally saw it today. Yeah. Burnley played Watford. It was 0-0.
Yeah, it was 0-0.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Norwich. I don't know who they signed, but they let Cantwell go to Bournemouth.
Mate, oh, he wasn't playing. Well, I actually rated this guy. What? Why has he gone to Bournemouth?
I don't know.
Well, it must be something about his form because the previous manager didn't select him as well for most of the season as well.
I think he'll do well at Bournemouth.
Oh yeah, well Scott Parker is him and decent. Brooke. I like Scott. Yeah. Scott Parker's the manager, right? Yeah. So yeah. I like. Well, Brooks retired, didn't he? He had a
cancer.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. So. But Bournemouth, they got knocked out the weekend.
Against Bournemouth.
I think we'll get to that in a second. But I just want to quickly say, you know that Norwich striker, Josh
Sargent.
Sargent. I can't say his name. Sargent. Josh Sargent. That's fine. He's the other day when he scored that goal, against Watford, and I just looked at him and I thought, you look like a school shooter, innit? That second where everyone just went quiet, I thought, did I go too far?
Allegedly,
he definitely he looks like he's got a couple AKs back in his home in America.
Oh my god, this guy.
So how were we rating Norwich out of 5?
Did they sign anyone? Who did they sign?
I don't know. I'm giving them a one. All right, Everton. They signed
very very Dele good
Ali
window.
And Van der Beek.
Van der Beek on loan. So Dele Alli permanently. They signed El Ghazi as well on loan.
But the Dele Alli one could rise up to 40 million, which is a massive.
Well, I mean, if he's good for
them, we're taking it.
Daniel Levy is a flipping fraud.
Honestly, he actually is a fraud. I don't know how he does it. I actually don't. But there's like loads of other things involved.
You got a Ballon d'Or clause. Don't worry, you're not getting that money. But I mean, for Lampard side, he bought two Lampard type midfielders, players who like to get in the box and score goals. El Ghazi, he can chip in with a few goals as well. Then now, like, the players are coming back.
They got
as well.
El Ghazi?
Yeah, on loan. Yeah.
Did they? Yeah. Must have missed that. That's a good.
I posted it on. It was posted on the WT.
And then, but that left back Mikalenko, he looks terrible, man.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think they should have probably bought in at least one more centre back because I don't really rate any of this.
Neither do I. So what are you rating it?
I'll give them a four.
A four?
No, because three,
you look at the state
three.
Of their squad pre-signings. Three. They look really bad.
I don't know, man. They've got midfield problems.
The only thing is, I feel like midfield wasn't an area they needed to strengthen, though.
Yeah, they've got so many
injuries. No, they've got rubbish midfielders. That's what it was. Delph, Andre Gomez, flipping...
But they're always Decore, decent, they've though. Got Alan.
Decore's been injured.
Yeah, exactly. And they all get injured as well. That's
yeah,
the
they get. Yeah,
so,
they do.
So all right, I think if you start to have a midfield of Alan at the base and with Van der Beek...
What was it? I just like the way you said it.
Are you not from Brazil?
I am from
Brazil. I said it perfectly, didn't I, though?
I said Alan.
With Alan at the base and then Van der Beek and Smelly, you look.
I think he'll do well.
Yeah, I think he's a type player. Yeah. Definitely, he'll have, like, you know how teams get a new manager bounce? He'll definitely get the new manager bounce. Like
he's
he did with when
manager.
When Mourinho came in for a bit, but I mean over the long term, he's going to be a terrible player. He's going to probably retire.
I think he'll get like wow. I think he'll get freedom under Frank Lampard.
Yeah.
So 4-3.
Do you know what? It's because it's Everton, and I'll give them 2.5. I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced just yet. But I'm not convinced because with Everton, it's like they had a lot of injuries. He's brought the players in.
Nah, you know what? Game Van der Beek.
That could be a sneaky one. That might work
because
out
they got
well.
Them. He they got Van der Beek over Crystal Palace. So I'm gonna give him a free. Just
to be honest,
that.
He's an idiot. He should have gone Palace, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know
the thing is, if Van der Beek does well, Man United aren't gonna. Man United's gonna bring back in it.
And
especially if they get Ten Hag in it.
All right, Leeds didn't.
Did they buy?
Oh no, I don't think they. I think it was five teams.
You should get it up, bro, because we don't know who's who signed.
Oh no, I've just got the table up. Let's not waste time with this. But just like Leeds, what do you guys reckon? I think they should have signed someone. They look depleted. They should have signed a striker, because Bamford lives on in their emergency room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what was their last game? Was that the one against West Ham? It feels like a million years since the last game. Right. I don't remember.
No, they played in the FA Cup, didn't they? They lost to West Ham.
Maybe they did. No. West Ham beat Kidderminster or whatever.
No, but the previous one, the third round.
No, they went West Ham and beat them. Harrison scored a hat-trick, remember?
No, that was in the Premier League.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who knows, bro? This is don't come to this podcast if you want accurate information.
So what are we rating Leeds? I'm rating them, vibes, I'm rating them a 0.5 because they should have signed someone.
Yeah. Oh,
but they kept hold of Rafinha.
I would I'll give him a 5 out of 5 if I knew what happened.
No, I'm giving them a one. I'm not
giving them. Let's skim through this. Brentford.
Yeah. Should have bought some players. Again. Ivan Toney went on a boat and started cuffing.
They got Eriksen. They did Eriksen.
Yeah. I'll give him a 5 out of 5.
That's 6 out of 5.
I'll give him a 5 out of 5.
Okay.
Just for that alone.
All right. Okay. That's like the well done
so
for participating.
Tottenham got a game against Brentford left this season.
Coming up.
I hope Eriksen dunks on them. Oh, and then points to the box and swears at Daniel Levy.
Okay, that I'd be there for.
You lot just gave Brentford the participation trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Palace. They signed Mateta, who was already on loan there.
Mateta.
I feel like they tried to sign everyone in it. Mateta, yeah. That sounds like you're trying to say Arteta's name fast.
Yeah, literally.
Mateta. And yeah, he seems all right, but I think he's better than IU, probably better than Ben.
But he was on loan there already.
When they said, they signed him, I was like, but then, literally 2 days before, they were like, he's going to go. And then they just signed him to a permanent deal. So I guess it was probably right, panicking because they tried to sign everyone.
Are you going
to
give them a rating?
I'll give Patrick Vieira a 5 out of 5.
One,
Patrick Vieira was at the London Lions game the other day and I didn't see him. I was pissed.
Okay, but it's not what we're talking about.
Cool.
Elijah?
I'd probably give them a 3, actually, to be fair.
3? Okay, really? I'm going to go with a 1.
Yeah. You know that Mateta, bro. Yeah. Now he's permanent.
Because they lost...
Salah, beware,
They lost Van der Beek. Southampton.
Who did they sign? Exactly. You got to tell me who they signed.
No, bro, let's just...
I'll give it a 1.
How could I give a rate if I don't know who they signed?
Aston Villa.
Oh, yeah, that's
Coutinho.
Fine.
Coutinho, good sign.
And Digne as well.
And Digne, yeah. 5.
I don't rate Digne.
5.
I don't rate Digne. I don't rate Dino.
What?
He's been saying that for a long time.
Yeah, he has been still.
Saw him have a bad game against Aston Villa
Chambers
last time.
They did sign Chambers.
I don't know if Chambers can replace Mings. Then if Chambers can replace Mings, then I'm all for it.
Okay, fair enough.
So can you get a rating, please?
I'll give him a 3.
Okay.
No, I'm giving them a 4. I thought they had a good window.
I give him a 5.
Because Man like, Liverpool, Coutinho,
Gerrard. Anything Gerrard does, bro.
I'm going to go with a 3.5.
Man.
I mean, I don't like Mings, and I feel that they need to replace him ASAP.
But Coutinho, and you don't think that's a good sign? Two good signings?
What did you say?
Yeah. Dinho. No, okay, let's not. Leicester City.
Mate, just because they got slapped up in the FA Cup, I'm giving them a zero, bro.
4-1 against Nottingham Forest.
Who did they buy? I don't
exactly.
know.
Okay, so we need to get
one.
Abdi.
Just one star. One.
No, I'll give him a zero. I'll give him a zero.
Yeah, let's go.
Because Soyuncu's still playing, bro.
Let's talk about Brighton. They lost Dan Byrne.
Who did they sign?
Exactly. Move on. Just yeah. Okay. Fine. Yeah. Wolves. They signed.
Huang.
Huang
to a permanent.
To a permanent, yeah.
And they signed some guy
Portuguese
who a proper made up name, bro. Yeah. I think it's like Chiquinho or something like that. And I could be lying. I could just be thinking about chicken. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Chiquinho.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chiquinho,
they signed a Portuguese.
Who knows? Nandinho, bro. Who knows, bro?
Seriously,
they let go of Adama, innit? So.
They only buy Portuguese, that's it.
Yeah.
That's their policy.
Pretty much.
Well, Huang is definitely not Portuguese. He's Korean.
I mean, I think letting go of Traore is going to be big for them, though, because that's the fear factor with Wolves.
No, but they got Dance and Neto, man.
Then again, he was on the bench.
The audacity. This girl, for weeks. I don't want Traore.
I didn't want him to be fair. I'm glad he's at the Premier League, bro.
But yeah, I guess it's good. Whatever. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? But I would have kept the Dharma. Like you said, I would have kept Dharma.
So what are you rating them?
I'll give him
a 6.
Two. Wow. Wow.
What's wrong with you, bro? Why are you going to catch COVID through the mics, man?
Okay, but I don't have COVID, so I don't know how they're going to catch it. No, wait. How are you giving them a 6?
I'll give them, because I want to. Wolves are like one of my second teams.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to give them a 4, because I think...
Like Wolves and
4?
Keeping a hold of Huang, you know, he was only on loan there.
Yeah, and he performed quite...
Their team's starting to look...
They're
starting to look a bit more tasty now.
I like their manager. Very good.
I'll give them a 3, actually, to be fair.
Spurs?
Ooh,
I'm gonna Spurs a 3.5.
Bentancur.
I think Kulusevski will turn out to be a good signing.
Yeah, he'll be
good. He's on loan.
Bentancur.
He's like 18 months, so he's basically there for a while now.
Yeah.
Bentancur, I like the look of.
Well, Bentancur, I've never seen him have a good game for Juve, but I've seen him have good games for Uruguay. So yeah. I don't know.
Kulusevski was great at the World Cup. He's only 21.
Tottenham, bloody Carbu sale, man. Everyone went. And Dombele, Lo Celso, the one who looks like the kid from Big Bang Theory. What's his name? The little kid.
The guy from Big Bang Theory.
The little kid you signed with the long hair.
What little kid? Oh, Brian Hill.
Brian Hill. And then who else did they get rid of? Obviously, Smelly went as well. There's a guy from Big Bang Theory.
I would say about our transfer window, I think we let go of too many and didn't bring in enough. I would have liked another player, ideally. Because I feel like Bentancur, he's a similar what? He's basically a Skip, Højbjerg and Winks, but obviously a much better version. We needed more
creative
player.
We don't know. The thing is, it's difficult. It's difficult. Unless the players have like actually done something like on a big stage. Then we don't really know about most of these players because I don't really rate anyone until they've come to the Barclays.
To the Barclays.
Yeah. Right. Unless you come to the do it in the Barclays.
And I would have liked Hill to get a Premier League loan move than going back to Valencia.
Yeah, man. He would have done well at Norwich, man. Can't go replacement.
Yeah, literally. I think we should have loaned him out
to Valencia. I was
about to ask. But I mean, when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, actually.
Are you annoyed that, because you were always calling for Brian Hill to play?
Yeah, I was, but I think he needs a bit of time. I think he needs to bulk up a little bit. I think the Premier League.
I don't think La Liga's way he's going to do that.
Well, that's the thing. Exactly. That's why I'm saying I would have loved a Championship club for him.
Championship?
Yeah.
He should have taken him somewhere where he can eat some that hard food
in it. Yeah.
Like a Russia.
Yeah. Go train in the snow.
Okay.
And I would have liked a striker, but anyway.
Ratings.
I'm gonna give it a 3.
3.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with 3.5 because I think they got two positions that they needed, and Bentancur, even though we haven't seen the best of him at Juve,
but he's a hottie as well. So
okay, we're moving on. Arsenal. Can we go with like negative 5?
What number comes after 1?
0.
Yes, yeah, so 0.
Yeah, I'm
gonna go with negative 5.
So the issue I have is you went and emptied the squad and bought no one. You went and harassed Vlahovic and he was virtually getting out a restraining order on the club. Move on is what they're saying, acting like a clingy ex Yeah, he's like, he's deleting his number time and time again, and then they delete, they're making new accounts on Instagram, DMing him. But like, they, it seemed, it clearly showed they had no plan. At the start of the window, I thought there was going to be a plan. All right, we're going to get a centre mid. We're going to. Arteta even said it, like when Xhaka and Partey both got suspended, and then
they tried.
Elneny went AFCON, and he sold Maitland-Niles. We literally only had Lokonga. He was like, "We're very, very short there." I didn't buy anyone.
But I think they tried. Yeah, I think they didn't have a plan for January.
They tried hard enough.
They had a plan for the summer. They didn't have a plan for January, but like they tried to bring forward the Vlahovic one, but. Bro, like, January is difficult. I'm not making excuses for these, man, because they should have planned better in the summer when you're only going in with four midfielders and one of them is Xhaka.
But then that's the thing. I think when you don't get your target, you need to move on.
Yeah.
No, I know. But, like, they were never going to sign Isaac.
The issue I have is when people say, oh, wait for the summer, you're just going to waste another six months of the season.
No,
like,
I know.
Every year, we're just going to wait for the summer.
I'm not saying it's you, but
just generally the consensus was, oh, we'll get another one strengthening the summer. Like, we're in the season now. We've weakened the squad, but like we can still get top four. Like, that's our target for the season. And then you have an opportunity. Like, whenever they say, if you're in a good position, never stand still. You have an opportunity to move forward as well.
But I think they tried.
That being said,
to bring their plan forward.
That being said, the outgoings, most of them weren't getting in the squad. Like, Aubameyang was ousted.
He was,
Mari Kolasinac, all of these nonsense and all that stuff. They weren't getting in the squad.
We still have 21 players. Like.
Yeah. But the one I'm really upset about was Maitland-Niles. Because, look, bruv, we sold Maitland-Niles, and then he goes AFCON.
He went on loan.
Whatever, we got rid of him. And then he goes AFCON. And then Xhaka and Partey act like idiots in consecutive games. It's just like...
So are you really not upset about Aubameyang? Was he just like...
He wasn't in the team anyway.
I've been saying it for a long time.
But the thing is, I would rather have him than be left with what we have.
Nketiah, like I said, is just like... I mean, I already said to Abdi, I didn't... Mm. And I've been saying it on here for a long time that I don't think we're going to get top four.
But do you know what?
I don't think now. I genuinely thought if we bought a striker,
I never thought, possibly.
We might have.
You've got a big summer because obviously Lacazette's going to go. You've literally got Nketiah.
Nketiah's going as well.
He's running as well.
The two strikers we have left are both out of contract.
So they blocked moves for Nketiah. So we could have got.
I know. Oh my God. It's like they're adamant to not receive money for any player. Edu, he's like, I'm gonna be the nicest technical director ever. Everyone will get a good deal for any player.
All right, we've spent a lot of time on Arsenal. So what? We've said the ratings, but
zero.
I don't think
I'll give him a zero.
We didn't sign anyone. We signed two Americans in a money laundering deal.
-5 West Ham.
Didn't sign anyone.
One.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give them one.
Who were they linked? They were linked with Darwin Núñez, isn't it?
Yeah, they were linked with quite a few players, actually.
Yeah.
I'll give them a zero. They didn't sign anyone.
All right, so Man United.
No one.
Zero.
Do you want to...
They should have signed someone.
Yeah, they should have. Given, obviously, the Greenwood situation.
We'll come on to
Cavani's
that
MIA. I don't know what's going on with him.
I feel sorry for Cavani.
They let go of Martial.
I really feel... No. Losing Martial is not a negative.
It's a blessing.
Did you see that?
It's an absolute blessing.
Did you see that? Did you see that comp? That Martial comp? Bruh. That was like, I was like someone playing football for the first time ever. It's like when a celebrity who can't kick the ball plays in soccer aid. That's what it looked like.
Or like when they go on soccer AM and they try like score the goals. They got rid of Martial way too late.
But you can't get rid of too much. Who have they got? Ronaldo.
I don't think
that number seven is going to be free by the summer. So.
I don't think they tried to get rid of Mason Greenwood. I think Mason Greenwood did his best efforts to get rid of himself. Chelsea?
Didn't find anyone.
To be honest, they didn't need anyone.
So I don't think they
need a rating.
They probably could have done with a left back, but I think they'll do that in the summer.
I think they did sign a left back, but it was like a Derby youngster or something. Derby were going to say yes, they need
money. He'll be playing for Vitesse next season.
Everyone took the absolute piss of Derby.
Yeah, they're getting good deals,
these
right?
These men are in administration and all the clubs just went in and bought their players for mad cheap and loaned them back.
Yeah, like 500K.
Yeah,
500K, 600K.
Yeah, they were just... And then Rooney was like, you'll never get better deals than this.
It's a fire sale.
But like, if Derby stay in
they
the
use Derby like Wembley Market, innit?
But if Derby stay in the championship next year, it's hard to see how they'll
get
out of it.
I hope they do, man.
But big up Wayne Rooney. because he could have gone Everton and left Derby in the mess that they're in.
Yeah, but he decided to stay.
What a nice guy, but I definitely would have done that.
All right, okay.
What's the, what attachment does he have to Derby? He's got attachment to Everton.
Yeah, but he said Derby's the job I need to do right now.
Well, if he keeps them up, then shout out to him, but he probably won't.
And that would be great for his like CV if he keeps Derby up.
In the they're probably just paying for his lunch. That's it. That's all he's getting paid.
I think he can afford it. For me, the best signing of the window,
I know what you're going
to
say,
came from this team that I'm about to say next. Liverpool.
You see, how do you feel a picture about where he was hugging Klopp?
Yeah. Everyone's so like,
thank you for saving me from Tottenham.
Like, no, I'm excited. I mean, I know that we were linked with him for quite some time. Well, no, Spurs came in.
With thanks to Spurs. Yeah.
But I think it's just, it's incredible how when Liverpool get those deals done, how well they seem to get them to do it, and then what they get in. So obviously, I think the way they managed it was to pay a little bit up front because Porto badly need the money. So obviously it kind of works out in their favour. I think, again, it's just, it's good business. I wasn't sure if it was going to get done because of the timing, but they timed it very well, managed to fly people out, I think to Colombia or was it Argentina for him to do his medical. So yeah, it's a good move. I'm excited. And it's something to push the other players, especially Mane as well. Because I feel at times, don't get me wrong, big fan of Mane, but the form dips because there's no one else. Do you know what I'm saying? So the squad needs to be like, I've always been banging on for it for years. Like, squad depth is what wins you this league. Like, look at Man City. Look at your Chelsea as well. Obviously, they've fallen away, but Man City's.
No, but Chelsea have, like, 17 teams. That
they bare players. But, good transfer. Like, excited to see how it goes. I think it'll be good, but he definitely looks a player.
Didn't you sign someone else?
No, they fumbled the bag.
They fumbled the bag
on Carvalho. Yeah.
They'll get him in the summer, though, I think.
It'll happen in the summer.
But yeah, 100%, he's going in the summer.
No, but they could have got him for $5 million or how much ever.
Yeah.
But now in the summer, it's going to be different because of his age, it's going to be like the Elliot thing.
Yeah.
They're likely to go up as well.
I think there's still, like, Liverpool and Fulham are trying to do a deal so that Fulham will get decent money. Because if a European team comes for him, he could just go on a free.
And the deal was him to be loaned back anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really make a difference, does it?
No, Luis Diaz, that is a top.
Yeah, so what are we rating it?
I'm giving Liverpool a 4.5.
See, that's the definition of not standing still. You have an opportunity.
Yeah.
That, he's not only just going to help. Now Liverpool actually taking the cup seriously as well. So yeah, he's going to get more game. I always remember when Sancho was at Dortmund, there was always a Liverpool link because of the Klopp link. And I was like, Sancho, you know, regardless of how he is now, but I thought he might be a good signing. But I was thinking, is he ever going to play? Because you're likely to spend big money on him, but your two main men play in the positions that he would play in.
Yeah.
So since then, you signed Jota. Since then, you signed Luis Diaz as well. So it seems like Klopp is watching Man City, who can rotate up.
Players
in the forward areas, and also Salah and Mane, they're both nearing 30 as well. I'm not saying 30 is the end of your career. You look at Lewandowski, he's been
Liverpool's recruitment. Like, you just always pick Klopp. It
seems to be clever signing.
That was all beautiful, Addy, but all I asked for was your rating.
Sorry.
That was a beautiful eulogy.
I love it.
But you agree it's beautiful though, innit?
That's why I said it.
Just say a rating.
I'll give him a 4.
Okay,
I'll give my team a 5. It was exceptional. I didn't think we were going to spend as well. So
it's true.
I'm going to go with.
Can he play centrally, Diaz?
I think he's usually on the wing, but I think Klopp might try and convert possibly. Yeah. But
now you're starting to look a bit more stacked. Elliot's back, Thiago's back, Jones. You've got Diaz.
Shout out, Mark.
Hopefully you can replace Simon.
And then Man City, they signed Alvarez. I think that's going to be a really good signing.
I've been watching videos of this guy since December, bro. And the money is like 15 mil, bro.
Cheap, man.
I've been watching videos of him. He's like the reincarnation of Aguero, bro.
Aguero hasn't passed away.
Well, Aguero's retired, isn't it?
Another Aguero.
But he looks tasty. Like he can do, like, he scored a few goals. Stop looking at me like that. You know what I mean, bro?
He looks tasty. Damn.
Nah,
are you joining
trying to get
podcast?
That PFC? Trying to get that PFC?
Yeah. He's gone all bashful.
I have to look away, innit? No, I don't blush. I'm like, Julian, yeah, he looks good. And that seems like a clever signing as well, because obviously there's a vacancy there, innit? So.
So what, we rating it?
Well, it's just one signing. They didn't need him. So
I think, but
3.5.
Well, yeah, they're top of the league without a striker.
No, I know, but a striker.
But still, they need one.
Well, I guess so. Yeah. Well, I guess. I'll give him a 4.
I'm gonna give him a 4.
But he's only until next season, isn't it? So
yeah, it's true.
Yeah, 4. Okay.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, AFCON final. There is this incredible picture. I don't know if everyone's seen it, of Cisse on top of the bus.
Yeah.
Holding the trophy with like a sea of.
Oh, I saw the video, but I didn't see a picture.
I've seen all the players on top of the bus.
Let me see if I can find it.
But I honestly, shout out to Cisse, because that's 20 years since he missed a pen in the final and they lost.
Yeah.
Senegal have actually been the best team in Africa for a long time now.
Definitely.
They've been like for 5 years.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's a beautiful photo, man. That's sick. Senegal, like I said, they've been the best team in Africa for a long time.
Yeah.
They were the best performing team at the World Cup in 2018. They lost the 2019 final. Yeah. They've got the best group of players. You know, you've got actual top players in the likes of Mendy.
You got my boy Papa
Koulibaly.
Yeah.
You've got
a trophy.
You've got who else? Diallo. You've got Idrissa Gana Gueye.
Yeah,
and obviously Mane as well. You've got top players in it.
Yeah.
So, and I've only watched really one game they had, and that was the game in the semi final against Burkina Faso, and Mane was balling out, man. Honestly, he was involved in all three goals. So yeah, and then in this the thing is, Egypt, every single time they play in the AFCON, this is how they win, by penalties. That's it. They've scored a late goal in it.
They're lucky it got to penalties though. Yeah. I mean, Mane,
they were still,
so so I was going to say, like, Mane missed the penalty early in the game. So
good penalty save, because he smashed it as hard as he could.
Imagine.
Wow.
Well, that goalkeeper kept them in the game.
Yeah. Kabaski, innit? He's going to get a move to Europe, I think.
But think about it, you've missed a pen in the game.
Crazy.
And then you step up in a penalty shootout.
And
I saw someone saying, like an African journalist, he was saying, like, everything's on the line. Because the fans are so passionate that if you miss, it's your family.
It's
on everything. And
for your country, innit?
So. Yeah, so like Mane steps up. That's probably the biggest penalty of his career.
The biggest kick in his country's history.
And then, exactly. And then, like, they had never won anything previous. So that's a massive, massive, massive.
And he took it the similar way, smashed it bottom corner as well.
Yeah,
so, there was a lot of criticism for Egypt leaving Salah last, because people were saying you should have your best penalty taker taken first. But like, no one's talking about the fact that it worked for Senegal. So
they literally
had their best player who taken the last.
I mean, we've seen it before, where like Real Madrid, Real Madrid, Portugal against Spain.
Yeah.
And Ronaldo went last.
Yeah, but he's a flipping egomaniac, isn't he? He just wants to score and then take a shot off. That's all he's caring about. He's like, how's my abs gonna look? That's what he cares about. He doesn't want to win.
A massive one.
The thing is, Salah usually doesn't go last. He usually goes first, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Again, you know, there was a penalty shootout before, and I think he went either fourth or whatever. But it's a shame, though. Like, you would expect him to step up, but all the ones that did, they weren't.
There was one really bad penalty.
His team, they're terrible, man.
Literally, their whole philosophy is give it to Salah.
Give it to Salah.
And that's it.
And pray that he does something magical if he does.
Exactly, innit? And it might have worked against smaller nations, but when you're playing against Diallo and Koulibaly, these are not unserious centre backs. They're serious guys. You're not going to touch the ball. Exactly. You're in jail. Koulibaly, you put him in jail. So,
it's because he didn't have support in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They literally have no other players. Like, if your next best player is El Neni, then it's not good for them.
Drogba kind of like subbed Klopp on Twitter.
Is it?
Yeah, he was like, he saw the picture of Cisse and he was like, so much for a small tournament.
Oh, yeah, but when Klopp was saying that.
A lot of people took it the wrong way.
Yeah, I think what he said was like, you know how, like, oh, we've got this little, you know, just the small, was it? How
the
did
small
say,
matter of,
yeah, of this yeah, tournament. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said it like in sort of like in jest kind of way, but yeah, he wasn't obviously saying it. But then when they hear that, obviously they're going to run with it. What yeah, he should have done though was when they pulled him up on it, he goes, "I didn't. Obviously, I didn't mean it." He just probably said, "He just said no. You're taking it the wrong way." but yeah, it was actually a good tournament from the last time we spoke about it. We spoke about the group stages, how boring it was. And then from the, like Mark said, the knockout stage is really interesting. Some of the goals, like you would never see in any other continent. Yeah, like there was that Malawi goal where the guy took it from the right back position.
Yeah.
Or like the left, it was like actually when it, so it was like just coming from the halfway line. And he smashes it top bin. You can never imagine anyone else doing that.
Yeah. And Hakimi scored 2 free kicks.
Oh, yeah, the free kick. I was like, I didn't even know he took free. They were exceptional.
Well,
exceptional,
that's the thing, isn't it? Now, a lot of these nations, yeah, when they have a top player who plays in a top European team, regardless of what position you play, you're like the school captain.
Yeah.
So like, I remember when John Obi Mikel was playing number 10 for Nigeria.
Yeah.
Like, who's taking free kicks? And Partey is taking free kicks for Ghana. Nah,
for Ghana, that was terrible.
So, yeah.
It's painful for Ghana, man. Like, I remember.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you're Ghanaian, isn't it?
Yeah. So the day after, it's like, took it to you, like, oh, like, one of my friends said, like, we got knocked out to cosmetics. Another person was like,
Comoros.
So another person was like, what the heck is going on? Like, just watching the game at one point, I nearly like, nearly smashed the TV. It was
that
just
free
awful.
Kick, was it against Ghana that Comoros, the goalkeeper played in goal, or the left back played in goal?
Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And there was the double save as well.
I don't think it was against Ghana, it might have been the one after, but Ghana getting knocked out by Comoros. Like I said before, didn't even know Comoros was in the country.
I had to research it. Me and my dad were just sitting there researching. I was like, what's going on? Like,
where is Comoros, innit?
Honestly, oh man.
And then in the next game, to be fair to Comoros, they scored a mad free kick. Oh my God. That was as top bins can go, bro. And he took it from like a mile out as well.
Yeah.
So I think what this definitely did, was it sort of, the entertainment factor of the AFCON was probably at its highest.
Yeah,
I've seen, especially, sure. And it really raised the perception of what you can find in African football. And that big thing as well, like Mane saying, "This is the biggest thing. I won the Champions League, I won the Premier League. This is the biggest one because I won it for my nation as well." I guess.
That was a good advert for AFCON. I think seeing Salah and Mane go head to head as well.
Yeah.
And I just feel sorry for Burnley on Sunday. Because Salah is pissed.
Salah is going to play. You know Salah's been back in training already.
That's what I'm saying.
They got Leicester on Thursday.
Leicester. That's the first game.
I feel for them, man.
Leicester are pissed.
Yeah. So you and Tree better pick up a hammy in training. He's done, man. He's done.
He's going to score like 4.
And he's got the added... He pissed off because he missed the pen against Leicester in the away game.
God, Leicester are gonna
hold it. It might be a 9. It might be a 9, innit?
All right. So should we talk about the FA Cup then?
Can I just say one thing about the FA Cup? You know, like what? I don't know what it is about me, but I just feel sick when I hear people say the magic of the FA Cup and these little teams, and I just.
That's just screwed.
When West Ham scored in the 90th minute and then they scored in the 119th minute. People were saying, when people were saying, no, West Ham have better players because these players are rubbish.
Yeah.
But you want to see like a small team actually get run.
But that
you
Declan Rice upsets. Goal was a mess. I was giving Rice a lot of abuse, but he's a
baller. He's a baller.
Can I just answer Abdi's scrutinous? It goes back to the point of like you saying, why shouldn't a player go to China to earn big bucks? Like Kidderminster... to beat West Ham, that's a moment for their history.
That's big history.
And look, like, when we played Marine, like that was massive for them. Like, yeah. It's like an event for something.
All right, okay, I get that part, But
money that they generate.
Yeah, exactly.
When people say stuff like, we've got David Smith, he's a part-time plumber. And no one's going to... Maybe I've got a side job and I'm a professional footballer. Maybe Declan Rice has got a side job.
If Declan Rice has a side hustle... It doesn't make sense because he earns hundreds of thousands a week.
Oh, and he earns £6.50 in Tesco.
So?
who cares? Listen.
If David Smith, who works at Tesco for £6.50 an hour, scores the winner against Man United and gets them through to the fourth round, then you're like, David Smith works at Tesco and he scored against De Gea. Nah.
So when Wrexham come for David Smith, he will leave in a second. So all of that will be pointless. He's like, I'm not waiting Tesco anymore, bro.
No, but it wasn't,
his next FA Cup.
It wasn't pointless when he knocked Man United out.
No, I don't see.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying is I personally enjoyed it when Kidderminster's heart was broken.
You are evil.
And then you hear...
I have a heart.
And then you see Boreham Wood.
The lowest team in the cup,
and they knocked out Bournemouth. That's massive.
That one I like.
Is it because they live? You live near them?
Yeah,
they're definitely closer. And also, and I thought, if it's Northern versus Southern, I'm always Southern. And there's a good story actually because there was a guy who played. And Ian Wright.
The FA Cup. There's a story, is there?
Immediately I take back my whole point. I don't like this story. I don't care. But I think we should mention there was this guy who was actually. Ian Wright did a documentary 13 years ago of this guy who was in jail. And the guy actually played.
Oh, was that the interview?
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah.
So, shout out to him. No. Now all the non league teams are gone now, innit? Oh, you got Boreham Wood, innit?
Oh, love that.
That was perfect.
I actually heaved right there. Boreham Wood, when they lose the next game. When Boreham Wood lose the next game, and then we can be done with this, innit?
Because that's not the point.
It's the magic.
It's like beating teams.
Yeah.
Being a team 75 places above you.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Doesn't happen elsewhere.
Do you know what I hate? Yeah, it's the pundits and the commentators who are so biased. They're like, oh, and then they get so excited when the guy gets close. They go, oh, what a goal! What a this goal. Shut up, man. West Ham beat them because they're better than them. Players are shit. Wow. That's why they play for Kidderminster.
At Christmas, do you go, oh, orphans getting present. What's the point? Everyone else gets presents.
That's cool.
Listen. I may not like the magic of the FA Cup and all this nonsense here, but I'm not heartless.
It doesn't appear. Bloody hell, man.
But whatever.
Oh, orphans got presents. Everyone else gets presents. Boo hoo.
Wow. Abdi, they're coming for you.
I know, bro. It's my own podcast as well.
All right, so
can I join the aggregate score?
Come true, man.
Liverpool beat Cardiff. How'd you feel about it?
That game.
It was a row, isn't it?
Yeah, the first half was a bit scrappy, to be fair.
But to be fair, Stonewall penalty, not given.
I was looking at it again, I was like, we got away with one there. But I mean, second half we looked better. Elliot coming back is massive.
Yeah, I'm so happy that he's back.
I mean, the goal that he scored was excellent to set it up and then the swivel around.
It's unreal to think that he was badly injured.
Yeah, that was a bad injury.
So quick.
Yeah. Nah, he put in that work, like him and coming on, Diaz came on as well. Minamino doing his thing every now and then, popping up with goals.
He did better than that chance he had against Arsenal.
Oh my days.
Shouting
at the TV with that. Yeah. But no, it was a good day. Like, I feel at like the FA Cup, again, we're in the League Cup final as well. Yeah. It's good to see us go over these competitions.
Okay, no need to brag, please. Thank you.
But
Chelsea though.
What I'm saying is that day, I could have been arrested for this stuff. That stuff I was saying, I was so angry.
That day was a dark day.
Oh yeah. Forgot.
Yeah,
the Jota.
Do you like the magic of the FA Cup?
I do. Like, do you know what it is? Yeah, because like Liverpool have been on the end of it, man. We've lost against other teams like lower ranked in the dark days when Hodgson used to manage us.
When you had Spearing in midfield.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? He was a Liverpool lad. We loved him, but he wasn't really. Love it. Like, I think it's exciting. It helps a lot of teams.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of players in the past that have actually prospered through that and got moves to bigger teams because of the FA Cup. So, it's one of those competitions that you look at and you think, rah, like,
beautiful,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, man. This guy's such a... Arsenal win it bare times as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. There's no, why are there no magic of the FA Cup when we win it all the time, innit?
Okay.
So would you like Liverpool to win the FA Cup this season?
Oh, I would love that.
Oh, no, I don't want to win.
No, but you know, like, oh, no, I'd rather us prioritise the Premier League. Nah. But,
do you know what it is? With the league, I remember Mark was saying it, like, was it a few weeks back, that obviously the lead is quite big, but he would never say never. And I'd say the same thing as Mark as well. But, I mean, the FA Cup, that would be exciting. We've not won. I don't think we've won in a English competition. And we got Norwich at home.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It was just crazy still because I was like, ooh, that's
who
nice.
Who did you beat for the last one?
Last round we had Cardiff.
Cardiff.
No, I mean the one before.
The one before.
It was. It wasn't. It was.
Oh gosh.
It was a lower league team.
Okay, so lower league team, Cardiff, Norwich. You're getting them good draws here.
Yeah, man. Sometimes you need a little.
And all at home.
All at home, which is helpful. But yeah, no, like I'm excited for it. Obviously, if we could do well across the board, that'd be excellent. But FA Cup, I'll take that.
And then the League Cup is not really going to be a massive distraction because it's just one more game.
If you win, if you win the League Cup and the FA Cup, but you don't win Prem or Champions League, is that a successful season?
I still take that, yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't win anything last year, innit? So, yeah. And like I said before, this team is too good to just have two trophies.
Yeah.
Cool. So. United dunked on.
Oh man.
They need to make a DVD of that.
Can I just say, if you're not a Man United fan and you don't enjoy Man United losing all the time, then you're a bad person.
But also, can I say, magic of the FA Cup?
Yeah.
There we go. Borough are a big enough team, but it's magic of the FA Cup. They're a big enough team.
Middlesbrough in the Championship. Middlesbrough
historically have been a big Premier League team.
Yeah, historically. Not anymore.
I don't want to hear no magic of the FA Cup anymore.
That's going to be the title.
But what I did like was Bamba. Bamba came back from...
Did you see his heat map? His touches map? He only took a penalty.
Is that it?
So it was like a dot in the penalty area.
Well, did they just bring one just for penalties?
Yeah.
A shout out to him though. He came back from cancer, innit?
So yeah.
Yeah, but I saw that tweet that said, Man United, you wanted Bamba.
You're the chew with the big boys.
That was
handball in the box for sure.
That was handball. I don't care.
Watching a Ronaldo disaster class does something to me. I can't even get that joy from Arsenal.
You really do not like your dude.
You haven't seen anything.
Yeah. Wow.
Bruno missing an open goal.
Mate,
it just doesn't get better.
I'm with you on Bruno now.
But there's some problems at Man United.
There's problems.
Definitely so weird.
I saw a tweet. Is Bruno a one-season wonder?
Ooh.
At the minute.
He's been, he was really good in his first six
times.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Yeah.
Last year, he had the good stats, but, he was still disgusting, just in the way he approaches football. But this year, we're seeing it now with Man United. There's no Pogba for most of the season.
That's true.
So he isn't allowed to do, he's been afforded all that extra stuff, to do whatever he wants and run the team, but still he's not performing as well because there's no structure
behind
him.
When you say the season he came, he only came in Jan.
Yeah, that's six months. He was amazing.
So 6 months. So then.
Because Man United literally went from seventh to third place.
Is he half a season wonder then?
Oh, damn. Yeah,
people, unlike me, the thing is, my opinion isn't exactly what everyone else would think.
It's not
as
universal.
Well. Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm starting to agree with you.
But his last year, stats wise, he's very good. He's got 28 goals, so who knows, I don't care, to be honest. If it means Man United,
I still think there's a player there. The problem I think with Man United, as I was saying it before, was when they brought this manager in just to do half a season.
Yes.
It's just strange. And the whole idea is you're having an interim, but then you're not going to have him at the end, but then you're going to look for another It's just,
he's not even going to be DOF. I just think they're
bidding
that guy.
They'll be like, don't worry, you'll do it. And then at the end, they'll be like, sorry, mate. We were just saying it.
I'm with you, man. We never got
to that part of the contract.
I never bought into this Ragnik hype. They were sharing videos of him in interviews. And doing his thing.
But he's been away from football for a long time.
He's not been away from football.
He's been doing stuff, but actually managing
managing it.
And managing the Bundesliga, so doesn't mean anything.
It's just funny watching United. They're actually so bad.
On the positive, that they were creating way more chances.
They got beaten by Borough.
Oh yeah, they lost him. Ronaldo missed a penalty. He missed the chances as well.
Yeah.
What I'm saying here is certain people's goats is getting pocketed by Borough centre backs, and my goat is out here feeding families in PSG. So
as a feeding
families.
Your goat apparently wants to go back to Barca. That's what I heard.
Oh. I can see that happening.
Never say never.
Barcelona, man. Their financial department needs investigation.
Honestly.
Spurs beat Brighton.
did. I was really. Do you know what? I honestly thought we was gonna lose.
Yes, yeah, so I did.
Because Brighton, they beat Chelsea this season. Yeah. They've drawn with City. They drew with Arsenal. Yeah. Like, let's not drew like Liverpool, Brighton yeah. are a good team.
They drew twice with Chelsea. They didn't beat.
But I just to be honest, I just don't think Brighton were good in this game. I was really surprised. But Bissouma, I have to say, that guy, he gets into any Premier League team. He gets into Liverpool's team, in my opinion. He gets into Spurs' midfield. Yeah. He gets into Arsenal's.
The only thing is,
does he get into City?
Probably not City's.
I'll be hesitant to drop 50 mil on him because there's an investigation pending.
I don't want him anywhere near.
Is that if like you drop 50 mil on him and then 6 months down the line do you get like a?
Why don't you tell the listeners what the investigation is in case they don't know?
I don't want to get sued. So
allegedly,
allegedly he's being investigated for sexual assault.
Yeah, in a bar that's the only thing. There was like a little
clip of him being. Yeah. Taken out of a club in handcuffs. So. But we don't know what happened. That's gone really quiet on there, so that's why I'd be a little bit hesitant. But player-wise, obviously he's unbelievable.
Player. But no, it was a good game from Spurs. I think Kane's back, which I'm very
that's great goal. That goal was.
Oh wow! What a goal!
I actually think Tottenham are going to finish top four.
I don't think we've got enough.
I think it'll be Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea and Tottenham.
I can't see it.
It's the Conte effect.
Yeah.
Oh, and Romero, I'm so glad he's back. Honestly, like, he's a player, man. I don't care.
This break is annoying because Tottenham got all of their better players. Son's back, yes, Romero's back.
They've
brought in a couple of new signings.
Injured, though.
Boohoo.
But yeah.
You signed Bentancur.
I know.
Played in his position.
I mean, he had a little cameo. I don't want to get. I mean, Spurs fans need to calm down. I don't know why I'm seeing compilations. The guy was on for like literally 10 minutes. But he looks a good player.
He looked like a Ballon d'Or candidate.
Listen, if he carries on like that, I'm telling you.
All right.
But that would be to be through.
Yeah, I mean, of course you would.
Yeah, that's the thing as well. Conte, he knows how to win, innit? So
yeah.
Hopefully you can just buy some terrible players and ruin them when he leaves eventually.
Top four or FA Cup?
FA Cup.
Yeah, for them, it has to be Man
United. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you, I would take in any trophy over any top four, any second, third. Okay. I want a trophy.
The last time a Tottenham fan went to a parade?
2011.
Well, whatever, whenever that was, Tottenham fan has gone through puberty, had children.
All right,
since their last one.
Okay, so they beat Brighton. We weren't even in the draw.
Who's Tottenham got next?
We've got Middlesbrough. Home away. I think we're away.
You'll probably win that, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so. I don't know the Spursy nature.
Yeah, yeah.
Bamba penalty.
Bamba penalty, hopefully.
Yeah. No, oh, God, no, please.
Liverpool with 16% possession for
Chelsea beat Plymouth again.
They were lucky.
I was about to say, this was one which could have gone the other way, where Plymouth had a penalty.
Hell, man. I hate Chelsea.
That is the worst penalty I've ever seen in my life. Like, why do you even take it? You might as well just blue on the ball, innit? And Kepa and people, and then I've seen people putting up tweets saying, "Has Kepa been a good signing?" Are you joking me? That penalty, firstly, aside from the horrendous performances and the amount of money they paid for him, saving a penalty like that does not categorize you as a good signing.
You know what? I've enjoyed watching Kepa play for Chelsea.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
You say that just for bants?
He's enjoyed it because he's been terrible.
Yeah, because he's been terrible.
Yeah, I was going to say,
cup final when he wouldn't come off.
That was quality.
Oh, so, for that, I'm going to class him as a good signer.
That's what I'm saying.
He is box office.
75 million well spent.
He's box office. He has the fans. He has the fans' entertainment at heart. That's what he's caring about first, innit? Sorry, say, get off. You're like, shut up, man. Who are you, bruv? Go smoke a cigarette. You don't know me, bruv.
Disrespect.
For that alone, I've been kept. I've enjoyed watching.
What a guy.
Man City beat you Fulham, and it was Carvalho scored.
Potentially
your future guy scored. But then it went all downhill
after that, innit?
It was real quick as well.
I hate Man City.
Did
you hear the news about Guardiola? He's been thinking about if they won the Champions League or go, but he said, "No, I want to build a dynasty."
5-year contract.
Honestly, if Man City just keep winning, I think I'll just lose interest.
It'll turn into probably a Farmers League.
It'll be a Bayern PSG thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he was also ranting and raving yesterday about not getting invited to parties from his squad.
Yeah, it's because you're unbearable.
unbearable.
No, he is. No, for the most part, I mean, he's always. I bet he's always talking to him. Like, remember when they won the they won the a domestic manager. Treble right at the FA? Yeah, obviously that sounds mad, didn't it? But yeah. Still, like, well, after they beat Watford 6-0 in the FA Cup final, what completed domestic treble, and he's on the pitch like giving Raheem Sterling a lecture. People are like, oh, no, what a manager! Leave him alone, bro. He just won the FA Cup for you, man. Yeah,
yeah, no, but that's how you winning. Yeah. He's improving these players, man.
Whatever, man. You don't need to improve them after they completed the whole set domestically.
No, anyways. I mean, it's all about, like, I can't remember who said it, but as soon as you win a trophy, it's in the past.
Did he really say that about, I'm upset about them not inviting me?
Yeah.
What a punk, man. You're like their dad, bro. I'm not going to invite my dad to a new party.
Might as well say their favourites and Liverpool and Chelsea, really.
What, the three, for the FA Cup?
Yeah.
What about Tottenham? Yeah.
I'm not putting, well, you could say Spurs.
No, you're a big team still in the... Yeah. In the hunt,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't trust us in cup competitions or finals. Wait, so.
Look, I'm gonna say it. Yeah, eventually
it has to
be broken.
Yeah,
Spurs but can't go on for the rest
I
of it.
Be alive,
as much
Junior.
As I want to see that
will
happen,
be alive. That's the question.
Spurs aren't gonna go on forever without
yeah,
winning.
Probably
something.
Not.
It's not. It's eventually something has to go your way.
It's true. Something's got to give you right. It's true.
One day. Could it be today? Yeah.
I hope
we're
so.
Not because you're not playing today.
You know what, you missed off Leicester. I'm sorry, we have to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that
to,
Brendan Rodgers. Oops. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The oh, no, he Forest missed off
Leicester. He's a bigger bottler than Tottenham Hotspur.
100%. There's no, no question about it. Like he yeah. outspurs. Just hire him as manager, bro. Yeah. He just suits
no,
that club
no.
to a team.
Yeah, literally.
No.
He is nah, no.
4-1.
Aside from that, yeah, the one that jarred me to the point where I would have probably gone jail if someone heard what I was saying and doing God. Was when they but 94 minutes you're winning against Tottenham and then what they lose the game. It's like I turned off and I come back and then Tanya's going mad in the chat and I'm like,
what are you talking about?
When Spurs beat Leicester
innit?
95th minute.
Oh my god, that was crazy.
If I had a gun, I would have shot CMG then.
How are you 97 minutes and Tillemans is giving the ball away?
Tillemans.
Yeah, just
Tillemans,
keep like, the ball.
Nah, he's trying to move still. He's like, nah.
Bruv, whoever pays for him needs to put him on some sort of diet program. That guy cannot run at all. Like, honestly, it's like him running back to his own goal. It's just like, Brendan Rodgers will beat you in a race, man. but Leicester, but, like you said, they're just. Yeah. Defensively ridiculous this season. It's actually
it's
a joke.
So bad,
but.
Yeah.
But we also want to say, like, it's unacceptable the Leicester fan that ran on and punched the Nottingham Forest guy in the face.
What?
Did you see that?
So when Nottingham Forest scored one of the goals, they went to the corner to celebrate and a fan ran onto the pitch and punched.
Yeah.
Was it like the Grealish one?
Yeah, that Grealish one, that was mad as well.
Yeah,
that
tackle
was crazy.
Was it like similar to that?
Yeah, no, like
was it on like camera?
Picture, yeah, it was on the. Yeah, there's a picture. Oh, he punches him square in the face.
How did the Leicester? What did the Nottingham Forest player do?
They pushed him out, and then the stewards came rushing in to take the guy away.
I mean, did he like drop him or what? Did he drop the? Did the Nottingham Forest player drop?
No, because he was with the rest of the teammates. The guy just came, clapped him, and
that's
then,
actually scary, you know. Yeah, like, it's mad scary.
Nah, I think like when I see that stuff, yeah, and. The stewards are there trying to grab them and you can get a drop. You should have every right to kick his head in, like to the point, like stamp him out badly because it will deter other play. It will deter other fans jumping on.
Also, this is becoming a trend. In the second half of games, there is always someone running onto the pitch. I don't know if there's like some betting scandal that's going on where people are putting money on people running onto the
pitch. How does that even happen? Like,
well, they just run onto the pitch.
Yeah, I know, but...
The stewards is like they're not security. Literally, they're just normal people
and
in big
also they
luminous
have,
jackets.
They have like a wide surface area that they have to take
you
care
can't,
of.
You, yeah,
they can't stop everyone.
They but do like, chase them, but
nah, the stewards they need to get better gear, bro, because they wear like smart trousers and shoes. You'll be chasing someone for hours, and you're not gonna get them, right? It's like
I don't get why fans are doing that because you're risking being banned from going to watch your football club and it does it's not fun people think it's hilarious. I don't think it's hilarious. I think it's dead, bro. I just want to watch the football match.
But I didn't know about that. The Nottingham Forest players, they did well to hold themselves back, you know, because if they'd have got put him in the middle and everyone starts stamping him out, he'd be finished.
Damn.
I mean, especially with studs, I think that would have been a murder case.
Everyone mark him like a tattoo.
All right, serious time on the podcast. So Mason Greenwood.
Oh, God. We have to talk about that scumbag.
Has been arrested for sexual assault and rape.
Have you guys listened to the...
I have.
That is so disturbing.
Yeah, it was really difficult.
Don't listen to it.
It was really difficult to...
When the news came out, like, it was, that is the last thing you'd expect.
Yeah, I saw Mason Greenwood trending on Twitter, and I was like,
actually, no, I only knew about it because Abdi sent it to me.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
On Twitter, he was trending, and I was thinking, oh, I don't know, he's obviously trending for a reason. But I did not think that.
I mean, football fans should be ashamed of themselves for defending such.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
I saw, like, on the thing that Abdi sent to me, people going, that doesn't sound like him. Oh, he doesn't sound like that. And then putting like interviews of him. Bro, like, when you're angry and when you're shouting, your voice alters. It doesn't sound the same as like you talking normally.
She was saying Mason.
And also, she was saying Mason.
His girlfriend.
And also, you saw the pictures and all this kind of stuff.
Crazy.
And then fans, not even concerned about the woman, going, oh, who are we going to... Oh, we're down a winger.
I know. And I was so
like,
and
there's people, someone's life who's like literally, you know, been violated.
And I hate when they say, oh, he's ruined his
whole
career.
Exactly, yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say.
That literally winds me up.
It's not about him, though. It's not about his career. It's not about the fact that Man United have lost a talented footballer. The guy, what he's been doing, and you see the dates on most of all of these pictures, it seems like it was going back to like the first lockdown as well, which just sounds terrifying for her. So I think, and one thing I've always I've seen, like Junior said, stuff that people were saying on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff, that people were defending him saying, well, we don't know his side of the story and all that stuff. I think what it brings up an interesting conversation about, these footballers are just as much as normal human beings, are just the scumbags that we see on Crime Watch and all these shows as well.
Yeah.
Just because they're footballers, we shouldn't put them on a pedestal. We shouldn't idolize them. Yeah, we shouldn't like love them more than, you know, treat them like they're holier than now. What we're seeing is a lot now. Everyone makes jokes about Prison FC, but it's the same thing. Like, all of these players are, in the short amount of time, we're hearing about it, and it probably goes on way deeper than we think. You know, with other teams and, you know, players the stories haven't come out. There's no evidence. The good thing about this is that evidence is clear as day.
Yep.
The likelihood is the fact that he's been charged, so the likelihood is there is going to be a conviction.
But what's the likelihood of him not playing football again? I honestly think he will play football.
We saw that Adam Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He
came back and he played football.
Adam Johnson played for who?
He came back and he played for someone.
Who's that Bayern player as well? Didn't he beat up his wife as well?
Jerome Boateng.
Boateng,
plays for Lyon. But he's still playing though.
But
and then there's Lucas Hernandez as well. There's something.
I honestly think I thought at the time when he was arrested that Man United should have suspended him.
Yeah.
Without pay.
Yeah.
But he's still. He's still being paid.
That is quite wild.
I think Man United
and
have just said.
Do you know what's worse? Yeah, because I know. You're going to talk about a statement, and they're waiting for the evidence and the police investigation. But if you think about it, obviously, I'm just trying to bring it to another side of it. Man United have a whole women's team.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And like, what statement does that set? Like, a girl has been violated, raped, abused. And you release a club statement saying, oh, he won't be featuring, but he's still earning God knows how much ever. And these women are like supposed to be sharing the same club as him. I think it sends a terrible message. I think he should have been suspended without pay.
Because in the real working world, you would still be paid. So why does football need to be any different?
Man United have no other option but to just sack him as a player.
They have
the same thing with Man City. The thing is with Mendy, there's actually no discernible, there's no physical evidence.
Although there are nine women.
Yeah, obviously no smoke without fire. I wholeheartedly believe all those nine women. You wouldn't have nine women come out against... all of them lying. Obviously, it's unlikely. But I mean, there's no actual physical evidence that, like, we've seen the voice clips, we've seen the pictures.
Yeah.
So we've seen it. There's regardless of like if he doesn't get charged, there's absolutely no way back because the backlash will be insane. Yeah. Man United need to do something, and I don't care how talented he is. They need to actually come out right now and sack him. Say we don't want anything to do with him because at the end of the day, like we talk about like the example you're gonna set. Like if you're a good player, you can get away with whatever. Also, Man United are going to get better players, you know, in their... Yes, he comes from their academy and they had high hopes for him. And before this, literally his reputation, aside from a few things here and there, was impeccable because Man United loved him. Like Man United and like the country, really, he was like the next star boy, they were calling him. But I have no idea. Did you hear about the I think it's in Scotland second division team, like Raith Rovers? So they signed a player called David Goodwillie. And he used to play for Blackburn. And in 2017, he didn't get criminally convicted, but the judge, like I think he had to pay in like a civil court, but he was actually classed. The judge said, "You are a rapist." Like he, and so anyone calling him a rapist, they don't need to say alleged because legally he's been classified as a rapist. So Raith Rovers went and signed him. But before then, he was actually playing for a team called Clyde for like a year and a half or so. And then Raith Rovers signed him, and then their sponsor is this feminist book writer or something. She removed her sponsorship from the club. And then Raith Rovers released this horrible statement. Basically, when they signed him, there was a lot of uproar. And then they said, well, blah, blah, blah. We believe in rehabilitation. We assessed everything before we signed him. So basically they're saying like,
we know, we just don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Essentially. And then literally about to, probably a week later, they released a weird statement basically saying, we understand we've, because obviously this, they lost the sponsorship and then a lot of people, they got a lot of bad negative press. Yeah. So they released a statement. It was very weird in which they said, he won't be playing for us. It wasn't as if like they said, we just, it's almost as if like he's still associated with the club, but he's not going to be playing. That's what they said. So
the thing is that we have to remember is that for these clubs, they think differently than us. Yeah. Obviously they see these guys as assets, big money assets. These are players who are going to earn a lot of money for the club. So for us, we're just like, get rid. Yeah. For them, they're thinking, that's a loss.
But like nowadays, in this day and age, when reputation is so big, everyone's tweeting about you. Yeah. You're going to, like, obviously, with Greenwood, Nike have already removed their partnership. He's gone. So it is absolutely not worth it at all for Man United to continue to employ this guy. Because at the end of the day, regardless of if for some reason he doesn't get convicted, the evidence is still there. We've seen him on video saying what he said.
They have another big player at Man United who's having similar convictions against him.
Yeah, it's very true. People forget that.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo, who was signed in the summer. So
the only difference between
like
that is that there's literally no physical evidence for people to go by. We just have like a testament.
And the picture.
Yeah, exactly. With Man United, they have more of a case for keeping Ronaldo and then not keeping. Obviously, Greenwood, their backs against the wall, there's literally nothing else they can do. And the longer they don't, regardless of them saying, oh, the evidence, I think it would have been a big statement if Man United said. Yeah. And it's the same thing with Man City as well. If Man City just straight up said Mendy.
The thing is with the Man City one, I think is worse because he played for a whole 6 months before.
Yeah.
They already knew. They said in the police statement that they knew. So he played for a whole 6 months. And then when it became public, then they removed him from the club website, the team. It's just craziness. Wow. And another one, I know it's not.
Are you bored?
No, sorry, I'm not bored.
Straight away, dude was talking.
I know it's not. It's not. It's a similar thing. But Kurt Zouma this morning, the videos of him
beating up a cat. You have a cat, don't you? No, I do. Yeah.
And the worst thing is that he starts tonight. So
crazy, isn't it? He'd probably get booed every time.
Well, they did say the police are not investigating it,
which is insane because I don't think it. Like, you're putting it up for what? For to laugh at? To it's funny? What you're beating up a defenseless animal? How many children follow you and are going to think that's acceptable behavior?
Exactly. Yeah.
See, that goes back to my point. Stop. We need to stop like being obsessed with and idolizing these footballers as a fan mentality. Because there's so many things that's just going to come out. All of these people you love and love watching.
It's true, you know. You don't know.
They're just as much capable of doing it, doing these stuff like any other person on the street.
Absolutely, so, but I just think, like you were saying,
if something came out about Saka, I think I'd stop watching football.
like you were just saying, West Ham need to do something. I'm sorry, I know. I don't like cats, but I'm never going to have a cat.
Yeah, you would not even dream of doing that to a cat.
And I would never even do that to a cat.
That's crazy.
So if you don't like cats, don't get a cat. There's no need for you to beat up a cat.
It seemed like it was something that he didn't think was a big deal.
Like, yeah, and
they were laughing.
They were laughing. His friend is filming. He knows it's going to social media. That's like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. Man.
And he starts
so
tonight.
Stupid man. Footballers honestly, so, they do the dumbest things, isn't it?
He's playing. He's
that's a disgrace. Well,
he's starting tonight.
He's definitely going to get booed every time. Even by his home fans, isn't it?
He's starting against Watford tonight, so it's
that's
just
crazy.
Like,
he's going to get abuse, mate.
Anyway, I think that's it. Yeah. We've come to the end of this magical journey. This one you need to let play out.
Oh yeah, I do.
It's just nicer.
Yeah,
yeah,
much better.
Elijah, the likelihood is that Mark would have recovered back from COVID next week.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of like replacing him with you. So do you want to come back next week?
Well, you waited until now to give Mark abuse.
To jump in with Mark. Mark, man, I love you. I could never steal your spot in there, Mark. But then again, Mark.
Turn that off, bro.
If you're not there, man, I happily accept. I'll be here next week if you guys want me to.
We love that. We love it.
Six man of the year.
All right, so is there anything else?
What my man of the week?
Oh yeah, we usually do it for Premier League football.
Well, I don't know. Well, I had one.
Okay. Oh, did you?
I mean, this isn't going to count to your score, but
well, the only person nominated is I actually forgot who it is. But
Mane?
Yeah,
it wasn't Mane. Mendy.
I was going to go for Cissé.
Mendy's gone. Edward Mendy, that is. Let me clarify.
Edward.
There's a lot of Mendy's.
Yeah.
But there's one that's got a really bad reputation right now.
And, it jars me so much when they get his name wrong all the time.
It's so bad.
It's like, yeah. Mendy, he's been to 4 finals in the last 9 months.
Guys, his medal collection is starting to look.
Yeah, I saw a tweet and it was like he's won more than Spurs in 14 years.
Why is everything a comparison?
I mean, you
to
just
Spurs?
You know, literally just have to win one thing.
I know, just one.
Like winning the FA Vase, you won more than Spurs in the last 14 years.
The Papa John's Invitational.
Papa John's. That's embarrassing.
Oh god.
Do you want to nominate a man of the week as a special guest?
I'll go for Mane, actually. To be fair,
typical Liverpool fan, man.
Yeah. And I reckon Mark would
probably do the
same.
Yeah, what is it with you Liverpool fans?
I guarantee Mark would have said, my man of the week, he goes to Harvey Elliott because he came back this week.
Yeah, he scored a great goal.
I don't know how. Didn't play. Mark will always manage to get Liverpool in there.
Like, no. My man of the week is Steven Gerrard.
Coutinho.
Literally.
Oh, my goodness. Man of the week is Jonjo Shelvey.
So I'm going for Cissé. Redemption story.
Who is Cissé?
I saw Birmingham post a picture of him when he used to play for them, and I was like, wow, their men are trying to be relevant.
They are still.
I want to go for Mane.
He just went for Mane.
I know, but I can go for Mane.
Okay, double Mane. One Cissé, one Mendy.
Flipping out Barcelona, yeah. Dani Alves assisting Jordi Alba like it's 2012, man.
Oh, that goal was by Alba was immense. The one against, oh my gosh, what a volley.
The only team I want to crash and burn more than Barcelona is Atletico Madrid.
I hear that still.
So when I'm on Barcelona forward up, yeah. Oh, mate, I had to take a line.
A man down. They had a man down when Dani Alves got sent off. But you know, Traore already has an assist for Barcelona.
Oh, he's got none for Wolves.
he only scored like one in 56 games.
He's so crazy.
Left backs in La Liga are hitting the gym right now.
Anyway, if there's nothing else,
pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much.
And everyone, tune into the aggregate score on Spotify.
And
on
big congratulations as well, because recently engaged.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Our studio audience is quick with the applause. Thank you for coming on. Anything that you want to plug? Plug your socials one more time.
Yeah, man. It's aggregate_score on Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify.
I listen to a Spotify.
And
you're on Instagram
and Twitter as well.
And shout out to Ayo as well.
Shout out to the man.
And tune in this Sunday. They're doing a live show. Super Bowl Sunday.
Do you mean like in a venue?
No, so we've actually rented out an Airbnb.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you guys are watching it live.
So we're gonna watch it live and then broadcast it.
Oh, okay. That's sick.
Yeah. Wait, that's gonna be what, like a 7-hour show?
Honestly, man, I definitely have to nap. I was saying to you before, you have to nap. Because by the time it gets to the second half or even to the third quarter last year, falling asleep.
Damn.
I think I woke up to it like woo, like, and I was like, wow, Tom Brady, wow. Yeah.
I don't know. I always manage to stay awake during those games, but cool. So if there's nothing else, tune in to the next exciting episode of We'll Talk About That Later.
Woo. Peace.
Sports Social Podcast Network.